When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Using pre-planned lines on dating apps to start conversation does not work generally for women because we have a sixth sense. We have like a sniff test. We can tell that those lines are maybe lines that you got from a YouTube pickup artist dude, or you even maybe came up with it on your own, but now you've used it for every single girl over and over and over. It's like that saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, or teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Give a man a pre-written line and he'll date for a day. Teach him how to banter and he'll date for a lifetime. Or maybe not a lifetime, because you'll find the one right away and then you'll stop dating and you'll just be married. But you know what I mean. I am Kristen from KristenandChill.com, and I am the banter queen. I teach guys how to charm more than just the socks off of women. And if you're struggling in conversation, if you're getting ghosted, if you're never hearing back, if you're never ever getting the results that you deserve, hit me up at KristenAndChill.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick. If you like what you're listening to and you want dating tips and strategies directly from me, then you can get in touch with me by shooting me a text to the number 310-299-9139. Up until now, only the best clients of mine had personal access to me. But now, because so many guys ask my personal help regularly, I'm building a private texting community where I answer your questions, give you killer tips, and just make your dating life smoother and easier than ever before. Even if you're not just dating and you're married, I can help you with that too. So just shoot me a text at 310-299-9139. I really look forward to hearing from you. All right, text you soon. Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we are discussing a very hot topic on the show today. We're talking about where and how to meet women. I know that some of you might be thinking, oh, it's so tough right now. COVID's out there, or 10 other excuses as to why it's so difficult to meet women. But we are going to break that belief. We're going to break down that myth about it being difficult now to meet women and tell you exactly where and how to meet women. And we're also going to be discussing your lifestyle and how that plays an important part in the game of attraction. So keep listening.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Ask Women podcast. It's your host, Kristen Carney, of course, with Marnie Kinross. And we have an Italian on the show. Not really. Well, I mean, he's American, but he's got an Italian last name. We have a dating and lifestyle coach who happens to be of Italian heritage, Dave Perota, who's going to talk to us about how to meet women right now with COVID still going on. I cannot believe it's still going on. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
How's it going? Yeah, I'm about 75% Italian. And yeah, I'm excited to be
on. He's Italian. He is Italian. Totally. Well, so Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Because you have said that you are the expert when it comes to dating, lifestyle, and world traveling. So tell me about like this part of you. Why are you this person? And why are you the go-to person for other people to figure out if they want to be this kind of person that you would teach them how to do it?
So kind of like the origin story.
Yes, please.
Okay, cool.
I know. See, women use way more words than men. I could have used those two words. I used 48 instead. But yes.
That's all good. It's all good. Cool. Yes. So it all started back around like 2012, 2013. I was a super shy guy, super anxious growing up, had no idea how to talk to women and just wanted to get good at it. Didn't really know what I was doing. So I just really just kind of put my head to the grindstone, went out there, just approached a bunch of girls. put myself in situations to meet other guys who are good with women. I grew up around the Boston area, so I was going out there every weekend trying to meet guys, meet girls, and just be social. And through doing that over the span of a couple of summers, I got a lot better with women. I really kind of like accelerated my progress there. And through that, I kind of started to realize like, all right, now that I've handled sort of the dating life, why can't I handle other aspects of my life too? Like this dating thing seemed like an impossible hurdle. So now what about like my career? What about like my money? What about freedom? I started having like all these ideas, and a lot of the guys around me who were improving with women had these same types of ideas too. Like we started to like want more out of life.
Which is amazing. Well, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second because it's funny that you're talking about that, because most men actually do it the opposite way. So a lot of the advice from most coaches is like, get your shit together and then women are going to be all about you. But it's interesting. You had abundance when it came to women, and then the other areas of your life started to say like, okay, pay attention to me now, which is an interesting way for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was kind of like the first domino to fall, right? Because I didn't have my career figured out. Like I had gone to college, gotten a diploma, stuff like that, but I wasn't excited about the career stuff. And once I kind of knocked that domino down, I was like, all right, what's next? Like, what else can I do? And it just so happened that a lot of the guys in sort of my crew were getting into online business and different types of like, some of them were starting to travel, making money and stuff like that. So I started to learn a little bit more about that, right? Like the 4-hour work week, stuff like that. And from there, it was just kind of off to the races.
Amazing.
Yeah, I ended up learning copywriting, moving to Vietnam a few months later, living there. And I leveraged that into creating a dating business, writing a few books, and been traveling the world ever since the last 7-8 years. Now I'm living over here in Mexico City. So
amazing. Just spreading COVID around. That's exactly what you're doing. No, that's absolutely fantastic. That's a wonderful lifestyle that I think most people would love to have, just to have that kind of freedom, both with women and with their day-to-day, just to have that kind of freedom, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think most people in general just aren't intentional about how they're going to live their life and the type of lifestyle they want to have. A lot of people think about career first and then try to figure out how they can fit their lifestyle into their career, when I'm more of like, all right, let's do that the other way around. Let's figure out what type of lifestyle we want and see what fits into that. How is that going to be possible for us, right?
I love that. Well, so for people who are already kind of stuck in their lifestyle because they're maybe stuck in their career, right? And maybe don't want to change. They're like, no, I really like what I'm doing. What would be a few quick tips that you could give to guys who are listening about how to really think about their lifestyle and like how to maneuver their world around the lifestyle that they'd like to have, so they don't feel so stuck? Because so many guys are like, okay, it's COVID now, I can't go out, or X, Y, and Z has happened to me, so therefore I can't do X, Y, and Z. What's the mindset that you have that allows you to just be a bit more flexible and see that there are options and variations on how you can have your life?
I think the mindset is that just knowing that there's always a way out. Like if you don't like the situation that you're in, like even though there's all these different obstacles with COVID and different things, like it's still possible to get out. And maybe one of the first things you could do, like you don't need to go and like quit your job or something, but you could start learning some monetizable skills. Like for me, I learned copywriting, right? Which is like email marketing, writing blog, but like all that type of stuff. And within 6 months, I was making enough money to go start traveling the world, right? And all it took was focusing a few hours a day for 6 months to get to that point. So like really, I think no matter how stuck you feel, you're only like 6 months away from really changing everything. And it starts today.
I love that. I think, and it's the same thing with women. A lot of guys will get programs from me, from you, from Kristen, and they'll spend 1 week working on it, get discouraged, or even like 2 nights working on it, get discouraged, and say, that isn't for me. It's not working. It's not doing anything. So I think that's a really great thing that you just put out there, that you're 6 months away from change and from great success or new success.
Yeah, I mean, this is 2021. Like you can change it. Like we have the internet. There's so many things you can learn. You can start up a TikTok and go big there. You know, like there's so many different things that you could do to get out of the hole of that you feel like you're stuck in. So if you don't do that, then you're just making excuses.
Absolutely, which I love. And one of the biggest excuses I hear guys making right now is I can't meet anybody because of COVID. Tell me this is not true. Tell me what you are telling to your guys about meeting people right now.
Yeah. So I know you coach a lot of guys, like I coach a lot of guys as well. And one thing I can tell you for sure, for certain, is that it definitely is still possible to go out and meet girls right now during COVID. Like tons of guys are doing it.
And tons of girls are doing it too.
Yeah. The thing you have to keep in mind if you're a guy is that most other guys are just thrown in the white towel, right? They're like, oh, like I can't date right now. It's not going to work. I might as well just sit in my house, play video games all day. Like, what's the point of even trying? So if you're a guy who sees it sort of like, all right, here's an obstacle, I'm going to get through it, I'm not going to make excuses, I'm going to figure this thing out, then that's kind of like the first step mindset-wise to having success during this time, right? So that's the first thing I would say. The second thing is you got to get your online dating profile up to snuff. So many guys out there have terrible online dating profile pictures. You can still go out there and meet girls in person right now for sure. And we'll get to that in a minute, I'm sure. But the online dating profile and meeting girls online dating is big right now because just the easiest way, not everyone's going out. And a lot of times like nightlife isn't even open. So you need to go out there and get better pictures. And when it comes to getting good pictures, don't just get like the model pose pictures where you're just hanging out. Like, you know what I mean? Like you want to get pictures that showcase your personality and like who you are, right? So that could be picture, like I like to play flag football every Saturday, right? Down here in Mexico. It could just be me like throwing a football. Like that's one picture, right? Another picture, it could be me recording a YouTube video, just like holding up a camera like this, because I make YouTube videos, right? You want to find pictures that showcase your personality, get those up in your profile. And when it comes to messaging girls, like first, that's going to help you get more matches. Then when it comes to messaging, you want to be pretty quick. You want to be going for the date within the first like 6 to 10 message exchanges versus trying to text a girl for like 3-4 days.
I like that. Well, actually, do you want to give a couple of tips on that? So Kristen has a rule. So her rule is once you know at least 4 things about a girl that are not in her profile, like 4 new things, you've had some sort of connection or exchange, then you can ask for the number, then you can ask for the date, then you can advance to the next stage. I'd love to know if there's something that you teach guys about how to advance to that next level with a girl. Because I know that so many guys get stuck in like pen pal territory, or so many guys ask right out of the gate, like, what's your phone number? Or let's go out on a date. And the girls are like, I usually like to know the person that I get onto the phone with or that I go out with in public so that they won't kill me. So what's your advice to guys on that?
Yeah. So basically it's just like a first message about the photo, about something in her bio, and then like some quick banter back and forth, maybe what brought her to the city, you know, a little bit of banter about that, you know, 3-4 messages. And then, okay, you seem like fun. Would you want to hang out sometime? Or, you know, we should go grab a drink sometime in the city, whatever it may be, and just go for it. And ideally, this is happening like the first conversation, the first time you're talking to her within that like 30-minute time frame.
Yeah, for sure. And if it's not, because certain people's lifestyles aren't as free as yours, so they don't have as much time to go on for messaging, it can happen over a course of a few days. But there has to be like some momentum and some progression with each of the messages that leads you to say, you know what, I want to see you in person. Like, I'm done sort of messaging you. Let's see what you're like in real life. I want to go back to the meeting women during COVID, because I know that you said you can meet them in person. So tell me a little bit more about that. And actually, I want to give just 2 things from my own experiences that I know. I have many single girlfriends, many who are divorced and back out there. So they're like 35 plus. And I also have my sister and her friends as well, who are like early 30s. Both categories of women, I don't have examples from people in their 50s and examples of women in their 20s, but from 30s and 40s, these women are going out and dating. They're being a little bit more cautious when they're going out. They're being a little bit more selective when they go out, but they are going out and meeting people. Some of my friends are even going to people's homes, like right off the bat. So as we were saying before, COVID is not ruining dating at all. I think, you know, moving forward in the vaccine stage right now, I think it's only going to get better. My sister met her now boyfriend in the beginning of COVID. She met him mid-April, and only because she was bored after a month of not doing anything and being by herself, she's like, I'm getting onto Bumble. And actually, this was the first person she spoke to on Bumble, who is now her boyfriend of 6-7 months. I forget what it is now, but she's like very in love and very happy. When she first started talking to him, she took a little bit longer to talk to him, gradually moved to phone, gradually moved to in person at a distance. And then now they're touching each other and kissing each other and doing a lot of other things. So they're not worried about that. But I'm just saying dating is happening. So like, I don't want to hear any more people saying people are not open to it. People are extremely open to it. Okay. And now Dave, I'd love to hear your advice on meeting people in person and like, how do you go about it? Where do you go to meet people in person?
Yeah. So in terms of like going out and meeting people in person, like I don't think it's that much crazy different than even just normal times, right? Aside from the fact that a lot of people are going to be out there with masks on, and the fact that gyms may be closed. So it might be harder to approach girls in gyms. But in terms of like where to go, it's the usual places, right? Like going to parks. I think parks are great right now, especially. because you're going to have people who are a little bit more adventurous, who don't really care as much maybe about COVID because they're going out, they're going for walks, they're trying to get their exercise in. So they're not as worried about it. Maybe they won't have masks on too. So that could be like a golden place to go as well. Like everyone's still going to the grocery store. So that could be a thing that you do too. Like you're in a cereal aisle. You can say, oh, like can't go wrong with Cookie Crisp, right? Like whatever. Like you can just start up a quick conversation.
I mean,
you
can't go wrong with Cookie Crisp. That is a true statement.
It's facts right there. It's facts. So yeah, the parks, the grocery stores, the gym, if it's open, shopping areas, if they're open, walking streets, basically you're going to a lot of the same places, but you want to be a little bit more opportunistic, right? Because there might be less people out. Like there probably is less people out, unless maybe you're in like Miami or something. So you want to be able to seize every opportunity that you can when it comes to starting conversations. Just get out there and get that experience. And it might be a little bit more uncomfortable for you at first wearing the mask or talking to girls with the mask. But if you have to, just point it out like, hey, I know this is random. I know we both got masks on. This is ridiculous, but I had to come say hi, what's up? Whatever it may be, but you're still going to go out there and get the experience.
I completely agree with you. I want to take a quick break because Kristen just popped back on, but I think this is a great place to end. And you're absolutely right. It's about seizing the opportunities and not just seeing the negative. That's so not the opposite of what I was trying to say, but you get what I mean. It, like you can keep telling yourself the story that nobody's dating. People are less responsive to dating right now because of COVID or just because of whatever reasons you want to put out there. But in reality, it's actually the opposite, especially if you think about it that way and you see it that way. So we'll be back in just a minute with Kristen and Dave.
If you're depressed, doing anything feels like climbing Mount Everest. Setting up appointments feels like climbing Mount Everest. Well, in this case, using BetterHelp, it's like, I don't know, maybe taking one step on a tiny set of stairs. It's easy, it's convenient, and it's there for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I want you to start working on your happiness right now. You deserve it. And this service is available worldwide, so you don't have to be in the US of A to use it. You can be anywhere. So even if you're off on vacation, you're supposed to be having a great time, but you really need to talk to somebody because it's not going well, guess what? BetterHelp will be there. So start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/askwomen. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/askwomen. You know what stinks? Sitting on the sidelines and watching the world pass you by, watching opportunities just fly right by you. Well, with BetOnline, you can get involved in pop culture and sports. You can be part of the action because BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all the action. Football might be over. That's okay. Because guess what? The NBA is going on. So is college basketball. And so is the NHL. They're all in full swing. And BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV. And they give you real-time updated odds and props on pretty much almost anything that you can imagine. So head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't sit on those sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
All right. We are back with Dave Prata. Oh, now he froze. Oh, darn.
Crazy.
I know. We're trying to get off of Squadcast. Anyway, well, now I've got Kristen on. So now we can have Kristen talk. We've had enough of Dave talking, right? We don't need to hear him.
I know.
I want to hear from you. Where can people go now to meet women? Like in reality, not in this dream world, aside from online, are there places in person that you can go and meet women?
Yeah, but I don't want to make the sun look like it's shining brighter than it is. It's not going to be easy. But women and human beings are still outside. You can go outside. So it's the same old, same old. The grocery store, people are still grocery shopping. The thing is with COVID is that it actually gives you a great in, believe it or not. And so I don't know what you guys were saying before I jumped back on, but you were saying something about looking at it from a different perspective, as in seize the opportunity. So along the same lines with COVID, it can actually feed your approach or it can feed your excuse saying, oh, wow, look, a fellow human. Oh, and she happens to just be attractive. Wow, lucky me. So you can really utilize what's negative and turn it to positive.
Yeah. It's the best conversation starter because everybody's experiencing right now. It's something to connect on.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, Dave is back. This is just like musical chairs. I like it. I love it. I did want to make a comment on what you were saying about meeting women. So it's different in Los Angeles, and I get that. And I don't know where you're in New Mexico, you're in New York. I would love to hear if there's definite spaces with different weather. But in Los Angeles.
Mexico City.
Oh, Mexico City. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So different. Sorry. Okay. So for you, it's totally different. So for me, I go for walks in the afternoon when I sometimes have my coaching calls just to get outside. And for me, I see tons of circles of groups that are meeting. The park that's by me is now like group central for people to take group classes. I've seen an acrobat class, a sword class, a ninja fighting class.
What planet are you living on?
Los Angeles.
So not planet Earth.
Right, exactly. I'm totally somewhere different. I'm just saying there are groups that are meeting. There are different social networks that are popping up. They're just a new kind of social network. Even if for people who aren't comfortable to be outside or cold weather, there are so many online communities that have started. There's this one, it's a classical music group. So about three blocks away, this is on Saturdays. Every Saturday, I've been taking my boys to actually go watch them play music. They have violins and they have clarinets. They're playing beautiful classical music outside. There's 10 of them. They're there for 3 hours. My point is that there are spaces and places to be social and safely be social, depending on what comfort level each of you have. And I wanted to know in your areas, because maybe the weather's not so different for Dave, but for Kristen, like, are there things that people, I don't even know if you know, because maybe you're staying indoors, but like, what are the ways that people are being social now so that you can meet other people?
Building snowmen,
right?
Doing snow angels, really, that's
ice
pretty
skating.
Much our group meeting. Yeah. I mean, I'm upstate New York at the moment, so I'm not in the city seeing what's going on in the city. Here, we have everything open, but with limited capacity, and you have to have like a reservation or things like that. But the other day, I took myself to get brunch by myself, and I sat at the bar, and it was a pretty big bar. And so I think the way they had it spaced out, there were 12 seats total, and I think 11 were full. And so people are still out. So it's not like everyone's in hiding. And I think it depends on your social circle, but I do think people are getting together still. I've seen it in action. People aren't hiding here. This is a more of a small town type of area. So in the situation, it's probably different than what it is in the city.
Right. For sure.
But here, there's no parks or things like that where people can sit. But the other day, I saw people holding Girl Scout cookie signs. So things are going on. And you just have to, I think, get out of the headspace that it's not possible to meet people right now and get back into the headspace that it is possible to meet people. And yeah, we're living in a different world at the moment, but it's not as different as people want to imagine, because I think people like excuses for not being able to do something.
Oh yeah, because it's easier.
Yeah, exactly. I love it personally.
Me too.
Because I love excuses.
You do love excuses. So Dave, I wanted to ask you, since you are the lifestyle expert, how does somebody go about building a lifestyle for themselves? I know we touched on it before, but like, if you're, let's say, 40 years old, and again, you've been stuck in a lifestyle. Like, what's the first question that you ask yourself? Like, how do you figure out this lifestyle that you want to have for yourself? And what is the lifestyle that's attractive to women? Like, how do you get a new lifestyle? Or even if you're 20 years old, like, how do you get a life? How do you get a life? What do you do?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I think it starts by being intentional, right? Most people are not intentional about, like I think I said before, about the way they live and build their lives. I know for me, I went to college because everyone told me to go to college. I got a job after college because everyone told me to. And, you know, I got the girlfriend because everyone told me. Like, basically, you're kind of programmed to just live by what society tells you to do versus actually consider what you actually want. So the first step is to figure out what it is you actually want. Like, what kind of girls do you want to be hanging out with? What qualities do you want? What qualities do you want in the friends that you're hanging out with? How much money do you want to be making? What type of things do you want to be doing? How much free time do you want to have? You need to sit down and like map all these questions and really paint a picture of what your ideal lifestyle looks like and then start working backwards from there. Because if you don't do that, then you're just going to be living based on what society wants for you. Like, it's not going to be intentional at all. And there's not going to be any level of happiness there, right? Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. That's why I'm horrible when people say, just write it down. I even give that advice as well. But even though I don't do it as much as I should, when I do write things down, it makes it real and it makes you able to see them. It's like it reflects back at you a different way. So I think things like vision boards, super cheesy in my mind, but super effective. Like, I make fun of a lot of things, but when you actually do them, it just makes it become a reality. Because as you just said, it's intentional. Whereas most of the time, we're just floating around. We complain about a lot of things that don't happen for us. But if you shift your intentions to, oh, I want a really nice car. And then you cut out a picture of a nice car. And then you stare at a picture of a nice car. Your brain starts to figure out ways to get that nice car because it's seeing it constantly. So then subconsciously, things happen to you that shift your world. So you can ultimately have that car in your driveway. It might take 2 weeks. It might take 3 months. It might take 9 months. It might take a year, whatever it is. But that is how being an intentional works. It helps reprogram your brain so that your brain is now focused on the desired outcome that you want to achieve.
Well, yeah, no, for sure. Like working backwards, having that vision, whether you're creating a vision board, whatever it may be. But yeah, you're being intentional about, all right, here's what I want my life to look like. Now I can figure out the pieces that I can take to start getting there. For me, that was like, let me learn some type of online business skill because that's going to give me this freedom I want to be able to travel and meet girls and do all these different things. And that's what I was able to do, right? Because I worked backwards from there. And alongside with that, in terms of building a lifestyle that women find attractive, I think a lot of it has to do with having a few things that like I call them like having the game changers on your side, like the dating game changers, right? So what are like game changers? Well, a game changer is like, all right, where do you live? Do you live in a small town with a few thousand people or do you live in a big city? Because if you live in a big city, you're going to have way more access to beautiful, high quality women than you will in a town of 1,200 people or even 100,000 people. Like in New York City, I think it's some crazy amount of like, it's like 700,000 women who are between the ages of like 21 and 35 and who are single, right? Versus somewhere in like where I'm from, Cranston, Rhode Island, there's like 100,000 people total. So there might be like 500 or 1,000 quality women there that I could meet. So positioning yourself better location-wise is huge. And then also like attractive-wise, like you need to make sure you're working on like your physique, your style, your grooming, all that type of stuff. Cause that's a key part of your lifestyle too. Like who you are and how you look as a man. Cause that's going to affect the types of things that you get and the types of people that you associate with.
Totally. Absolutely. Well, what if you're like a guy who just wants to associate with really crappy people who bash people on a daily basis
and don't to my town.
I'm just saying like most of what we advise is always to steer in one direction. But I just posted this video on YouTube that was about like the top five things that women notice in a guy that create attraction. And so most of them are, you know, how you treat others, how you treat women, how you dress. But I just want to be clear that like most of the advice that I'm trying to give is not, you have to dress this way. You have to treat people this way. If you want to go in the other direction and treat people really badly, go find somebody that does that as well. Like it's not always just that you have to dress really well. It's, you got to put yourself together for the way that you want to be received and the people that you want to interact with. Exactly what Dave was saying before. It's like setting the intention that makes sense for you, not the one that makes sense for society.
You know what I've learned the most since starting to work with guys besides they're all amazing, is that people really don't see that they need to put the work in to get out the results that they want. I see a lot of guys who expect, they're like, they want this, they want this, and they want that. But then I see their dating profile or I see the way they dress or I see how they present themselves. And I really just want to say, are you delusional?
Say it.
But I don't. I say, you're such a great guy. Let's work together again. No, I do actually get pretty honest.
Right.
I get politely honest, but you get out of, it's so cliche, but you get out of something what you put into it. So if you don't put anything into it and you expect something out of it, you're doing yourself such a disservice because you're never, ever going to get to where you want to go. And it's like that definition of crazy, like doing the same thing, expecting different results.
For sure. Now, you guys out here lacking financial stability, like lacking a good physique, being in shape, like lacking healthy habits, lacking good friends. It's like, man, what are you expecting, bro? Like you're not going to attract a high quality girl like that. And then like you'll hear him in the YouTube comments like, oh, he only gets girls because he's attractive. It's like, bro, no. I mean, that's part of it, but I also work for that. Mm-hmm. I work for all these other aspects of my lifestyle too, man. Like if you put in the work, you can get those same results too.
Yeah. Or you can be happy with low quality women who are literally practicing their lives the same way as you. Like right. If you're going to be a three in terms of your effort and in terms of what you put out into the world, even if you're like really nice at the core, but you have bad communication skills, you don't dress very well, you have low motivation, that's what you're going to pull into your life. Like if you're okay with that, then be okay with the results that you get.
What's great about that though, is that they do have a gajillion options.
Right.
Because there's exactly. So many low quality people.
Yeah. So they're fine.
Like walking into Disney World, basically. Ah, right. Choices everywhere.
Yeah. Ask women how to get really bad choices for yourself. Yes. That's what our show is.
I was going to say the problem with that is I talked to so many guys who've done exactly that. And then they have these terrible relationships they get into. They don't actually vet the girl, see if she's right for him. Then they get into these messy divorces and their lives are just like in shambles. Because they're just hanging around low quality people. So it's tough.
Of course. That's what's going to happen. If you don't put work in, listen, I've been realizing so much lately that we are just like rabid animals running around with craziness in us. And there are certain people who have learned to control the craziness more by doing certain things. And those are not higher quality people, but they are. They're a different quality of human beings because they've done work to not avoid being the animals that they are, but they've enlightened themselves. They've expanded their minds. They've found other ways and tools to deal with all of this stuff, better communication, all the things that you listed before. So I completely agree with you. We're going to wrap up the show now, but I wanted to say thank you so much to Dave for being on the show. Do you want to tell people how they can get in contact with you, your YouTube channel, your website?
Yeah, for sure. So I have a YouTube, it's just my name, Dave Parada. I also just released a book that's going to be live when we do this interview called The Lifestyle Blueprint, How to Talk to Women, Build Your Social Circle, and Grow Your Wealth. So if you guys want to go check that out, it's on Amazon. And it really just kind of outlines everything that we talked about today in terms of getting better with women and building up some wealth, some financial stability, and surrounding yourself with great people. So definitely go ahead and check that out. And yeah, it was great being on.
I love that. And Kristen, if you want to get some banter skills and not be the delusional man that you might be right now.
You can be delusional and funny if you come
right,
with
exactly.
me. You'll be delusional.
Exactly.
You'll be funny and delusional.
Right. Exactly. And that, what better kind of man is there? So tell them where to find out information about you.
Yeah, I do really well with them. It's kristenandchill.com, K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Yeah, if you have any questions, just hit me up through the contact portal and I'll get back to you ASAP.
Yes. And I do not know when this is going to go live, but I'm guessing it's about a month and a half from now. But Kristen is going to be doing a masterclass with me, the Wing Girl Method. She is going to do a 2-hour long presentation, which includes a half an hour of Q&A, where she is literally going to teach everybody in the masterclass how to banter. She's going to hold their hands. She's going to help them not be delusional anymore. She is going to teach them how to banter. So look out for emails from me about that program because I forget what day we're doing it, but it's the end of April, right? Totally forget. Anyway, but look out for it. I'm super excited about it. She's going to be amazing because she's always amazing.
That is true. That is
very correct. That is not delusional. Mm-hmm.
That is the only factual thing you've said all podcast.
I know. I try to do one every podcast. What's that game where you do, what is it, 2 truths and a lie or something like that?
Yeah.
We should play that one time on the show. That was my truth.
That was your one truth. Yep.
One truth, 84 lies. All right. Try and figure out which one was the truth. Anyway, you guys are amazing. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please go and subscribe to the show. Please share the show. Pass it along to a brother, a friend, any guy that you think could use some of this advice or even pass it on to women. Women need to hear the things that men are confused and frustrated about when it comes to women. That helps them be better women and helps you be a better man. We will see you guys next week.